AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from firing federal workers during the government shutdown. Sucker Magani has details.
The ruling in San Francisco came as the shutdown entered its third week and days after the administration started sending layoff notices. The judge says the cuts appear to be illegal and politically motivated. Roughly 2 hours later,
it's thousands of people and it's you know, billions of dollars. We're getting rid of a lot of things that we never wanted.
President Trump again seized on the shutdown as a gift from Democrats, a way for his administration to slash their preferred programs. Federal labor unions had asked the judge to stop new layoff notices and implementation of those already issued. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Illinois, the top judge of Cook County, which includes Chicago, has signed an order barring ICE from arresting people at court. Federal agents have been stationed outside county courthouses for weeks, making arrests and drawing crowds of protesters. The Supreme Court appears ready to gut a key tool of the Voting Rights Act that's been used to root out racial discrimination in voting. Mark Sherman reports the court's six conservative justices each seemed inclined to strike down a congressional district in Louisiana because it relied too heavily on race.
The court's three liberal justices tried to keep the focus on work the Voting Rights Act has done in combating discrimination. Justice Sonia Sotomayor told a lawyer for the Trump administration that the administration's bottom line seemed to be to want to get rid of the provision of the act known as Section 2. The lawyer, Hashim Mopan of the Justice Department, told the justice that that was not the administration's intent.
In Mississippi, has executed a man convicted of kidnapping, raping, and killing a 20-year-old college student in 1993. This is AP News. A discarded straw has led to murder charges in the 1984 killing of a New York teenager. Ed Donahue has the story.
Richard Bilodeau is facing two counts of murder in the death of Teresa Fusco. Three men were convicted of killing and raping the teenager and served several years in prison before they were exonerated by DNA evidence in 2003. It was also DNA from a discarded straw that led to the indictment of the new suspect. Fusco's father, Thomas, was in court as Bilodeau pleaded not guilty. He said it was heartbreaking to relive his daughter's death over and over again, but expressed hope that the arrest was a finalization of the ordeal. Last year, investigators recovered a cup and straw they say Bilodeau used and discarded at a smoothie cafe. DNA extracted from the straw matched a sample taken from Fusco's body in 1984. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.